producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
Friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys. There's a whole mess of you out there. But of course, all of you good guys and girls, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. You have with you yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean. Folks, just wanted to let you know that this is, yes indeed, the radio show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. And why is that? Because it's a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head. We follow the Christ here. He who died for us. That's who we follow concerning the Sons of Liberty. Just like our forefathers, when they were waving the flags, no king but King Jesus, during the revolution, and appeal to heaven. That's who we follow here. Because he said, I'm the way, the truth, and the life. No man comes to the Father but by me. John 14:6. We also know that there's no other name under heaven whereby man might be saved. Does that offend you? That's okay. I'm just giving you the lighthouse point, friend, so you understand where you need to go, regardless of what cult you are a part of or false religion you're a part of. Because I know at the end of the day, I'm going to have to answer for what I knew I should have said. So when I have the time like I do right now to tell you, I'm going to make the most out of it. Because we understand that all roads lead to the judgment seat of Christ, like it or not. Like it or not. I want to be found a faithful witness that delivers souls, not a compromiser. We know what a compromiser is, right, folks? Where two people get together and they both decide on what they both know is wrong. Don't want to be a part of that gang or that diplomatic PC talk going on in this country. What is diplomacy? Seduction in another guise. We don't want to be a part of that crew neither. And what about PC? Politically incorrect, might I add? They're traitors to principles, friends. They're traitors to the veterans and their sacrifice. You do need to understand that, both in the spiritual and in the natural, first and foremost. Folks, what we're going to talk about, hour one, is you pick the next world leader. I'm going to get to that in just a moment. I think you'll enjoy that. And then we're going to be talking about violated with a smile on your face. We just got back from Tennessee. We went from Minnesota to Texas to Tennessee to North Carolina back to Minnesota. And I'm telling you, friends, it is cold here. But we're going to be talking about that in just a couple minutes. And then I'm going to give you a little feedback. And I also want to let you know that my phone lines will be open for the next 2 hours. So there's no excuse as to why I'm going to get an email after the show or a comment on live feed or a Twitter or a phone call to the offices here. No. 1-866-582-9933. Again, 1-866-582-9933. I'm going to share a little feedback with you. So if you'd like to weigh in at any time, you can go ahead and do that and let 53 countries hear what you have to say. Hour two, we're going to be talking about famous last words. Some of this stuff is shocking, friends. And then we're going to talk about false conversions, about those that want to live for the devil their whole lives, and at the very end, they want to give their life to Jesus before they take their last breath. I don't know who's been telling you that, friends, but that is just unscriptural stuff. Sanctification is a lifetime process. And again, friends, they're called the great deceivers to actually get you to believe that you can go ahead and do what you want, which is the very first scripture in the Satanic Bible, do what thou wilt. And then at the very end of your life, like so many folks, talk about giving their lives to Jesus now, because now it's time to die and stand before my judge. And I want to be washed in the blood of the Lamb now. I want to be sanctified now. What a bunch of cowards. The devil can't even use them people, friend. But we're going to be talking about false conversions, hour two. Folks, let's get to this really quick. I know that there's a lot of talk out there with the candidates that the people have settled for. For example, Trump, Cruz, Carson, and others. Folks, of course they are all hand-picked and offered to you as America's resolve to bring about the dilemmas which have been self-procured in so many different ways. And why the American people settle for what they've been given, I have no idea why. I mean, as if to say that, well, we've got the lesser of two evils. We don't have to settle for that neither. But the American people do. And furthermore, the American people have been led to believe for some reason or other that the next president, once they become the next president of the United States, like the last one, like the one that preceded the last one, like the one that preceded the last one, and like the one that preceded the last three, right? They have a right to go ahead and run the country any way that they so choose. Folks, who told you that? I want to show you what happens when people relinquish their rights up to such irrationality and foolishness. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to lay to your candor the three characteristics of the next world leader in your vote counts. Here's the facts. And here are the characteristics of the three leading candidates, okay? Here's candidate A. Associates with crooked politicians, consults with astrologists. He's had two mistresses. He chain smokes and drinks 8 to 10 margaritas a day. Now, would you want him to become the next world leader? That's candidate A. Here's candidate B. He was kicked out of office twice, sleeps until noon, used opium in college, and he drinks a quart of whiskey every evening. Would you want him to become the next world leader? I'm talking about our world, friends. That's candidate B. What about candidate C? He's a decorated war hero. Oh, cool. Thumbs up. He's a vegetarian. Okay, cool. That's all right. He doesn't smoke, drinks an occasional beer, and has never had any extramarital affairs. Sounds like a pretty sound moral guy, right? That's candidate C. Now, after pondering these three candidates, which one did you choose? Folks, it's amazing. And rather, friends, it's shocking. Because you need to understand this is how they sell the candidates to you, regardless if it's a thing of the past or a thing of the present. So here's candidate A. Again, associates with crooked politicians, consults with astrologists. He's cheated on his wife twice with two other women, well, at least those that we know of. He chain smokes and he drinks 8 to 10 margaritas a day. Candidate A is none other than Franklin D. Roosevelt. Now, here's candidate B. He was kicked out of office twice, sleeps until noon. Sounds like a slug. Used opium in college and drinks a quart of whiskey every single night. That's candidate B. Guess who candidate B is, friends? Candidate B is none other than Winston Churchill. He sounds like a loser, doesn't he? Now, let's go to candidate C. Candidate C, again, is a decorated war hero. He's a vegetarian, he doesn't smoke, and he drinks an occasional beer and has never cheated on his wife. Any extramarital affairs. Now, folks, if you voted for candidate C like I did and the majority of the American people through thousands and thousands of events that I've done, you just picked candidate C, and guess who he is? None other than Adolf Hitler himself. This is the guy that said, it's a good thing for people in power that the people never think. We're going to take a quick break, and we're going to come right back to Violated with a Smile on Their Face.
As you listen to the show today, you're probably thinking, how can I be a part of changing culture and restoring this country for our posterity? Well, we at the Sons of Liberty have an answer for you. Pick up the phone and call radio stations in your hometown. Tell them you want to hear the Sons of Liberty on your AM and FM stations. Help us multiply the message that we deliver to the nation every day. And equip your community with the truth that is protecting our liberty for generations to come. Remember, we can do this together. Are you tired of hearing nothing but gloom and doom from the mainstream media? It's time to turn the dial and start learning the truth of who you are so you know where you're going. That's why we at the Sons of Liberty are proud to introduce our new media outlet, sonsoflibertymedia.com. Every day, we're posting articles written by contributors from coast to coast who are actually in the fight in this culture war, bringing you the news and history the mainstream media does not want you to hear. sonsoflibertymedia.com. Get the news with resolve. Are you tired of hearing nothing but gloom and doom from the mainstream media? It's time to turn the dial and start learning the truth of who you are so you know where you're going. That's why we at the Sons of Liberty are proud to introduce our new media outlet, sonsoflibertymedia.com. Every day, we're posting articles written by contributors from coast to coast who are actually in the fight in this culture war, bringing you the news and history the mainstream media does not want you to hear. sonsoflibertymedia.com. Get the news with resolve. As you listen to the show today, you're probably thinking, how can I be a part of changing culture and restoring this country for our posterity? Well, we at the Sons of Liberty have an answer for you. Pick up the phone and call radio stations in your hometown. Tell them you want to hear the Sons of Liberty on your AM and FM stations. Help us multiply the message that we deliver to the nation every day. And equip your community with the truth that is protecting our liberty for generations to come. Remember, we can do this together.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP. As slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty. Folks, just wanted to give you a shout-out and say thank you very much for making us the number one radio show on Saturdays, the number two during the week. We greatly appreciate that. Aside of that, again, if you'd like to call in at any time, 1-866-582-9933. Again, 1-866-582-9933. You can call in at any time over the next hour and 45 minutes. Please stick to the topic, and we can take it from there. Again, folks, I wanted to let you know you can also check out sonsoflibertymedia.com and sonsoflibertyradio.com, sonsoflibertymedia.com, and sonsoflibertyradio.com, where you can jump onto Facebook, Bradley Dean, double E, Bradley Dean, double E. Also wanted to let you know that we were talking about, during the last segment, you picked the next world leader. I want you to stick to the Word of God, because once we stick to the Word of God, we're not going to have the issues or the dilemmas, as we might call them today, that we're dealing with today. See what happens when you wickedly depart from God? You invite what? You invite trouble, and we're in trouble in this country today. So therefore, we still have the freedom to right the wrong. So let's make the right choice. Deuteronomy 30:19, Romans 6, when you get a moment, check them out. And again, friends, I also want people to understand that when you're listening to this radio show, the information that I'm giving to you, go ahead and cross-check me. It's important that you do cross-check me, and I invite you to cross-check me. As a matter of fact, I encourage you to cross-check everything that I'm telling you even now. Folks, check out Deuteronomy 17, verse 14, and that gives you kind of a line upon line, precept upon precept, concerning the prerequisites, concerning those that mean to serve we the people in this country. Deuteronomy 17, 14 through 18, when you get a couple minutes. Aside of that, friends, I want to jump over onto the topic of violated with a smile on their face as the TSA laughs. Just this last week, we were actually in Tennessee. And we left Minnesota. I believe it was 19 degrees. We ended up in Texas, And when we were in Texas, it was 64 degrees, and then we ended up in Tennessee. And once we got into Tennessee, it was 24 degrees. It was beautiful. It was like a fall time day there, which was just second to none. And then, interestingly enough, over the next 2 days, it's blizzardy there. I didn't even know that you guys in Tennessee could have weather like that, but I guess you do. And I found out the hard way. I was the only idiot in Tennessee with shorts on during that particular time just last week. So if anybody's talking about that guy with long hair tattoos and scripture on the back of his hat and he had shorts on, that was me. Tell him to call me. Tell him to say it to my face. But in saying that, what happened, friends, is some of the process going from, you know, getting dropped off, getting onto the airlines, and of course you know that you have to be violated by the TSA. Ben Franklin said, now listen carefully, Ben Franklin was right when he said, those who would give up essential liberty to purchase a little temporary safety, they deserve neither liberty nor safety. And we need to take heed, pay careful attention to the words that our forefathers bestowed upon us, because keep in mind, when reading the Declaration of Independence, three-quarters of that documentation is showing us why they threw off the tyrant, King George, because we're seeing a lot of similarities. But I have to say this in all truth, friends, we have far surpassed what our forefathers tolerated in any sense of the word. And keep in mind, it was our forefathers that said, we get our rights from God, read the Declaration of Independence, either you're going to be ruled by God or you're going to be ruled by tyrants. It's interesting, in America, they have now given themselves over to tyrants, yet they complain about it all day watching the football game, right? Well, this last week on my travels through Tennessee, again, I could not help but notice the people of this country being entertained out of their freedoms through, again, the Super Bowl, as I'm talking about. And keep in mind, friends, the word tain derived from entertain means to stop from entering in. So as long as I'm entertaining you, guess what? I'm controlling you. Now, we understand in this country the televisions are filled with the lust of the flesh, John 2:16, sports, Jeremiah 11:13, and of course the CIA diversions. Well, the newspaper stands are filled with lies and nothing less than something called propaganda. Now, I have to slow my roll just a little bit, because during the break I'm praying and I'm asking the Lord, Lord, I want you to bestow upon us the Spirit, and I want you to lead about the direction that you would have us go. I want to be led of the Spirit and not of the arm of the flesh. And to say all that, it's interesting that people love to watch television. And as I've shared so many times in the past, making reference to Scripture in 2 Corinthians 6, it says to come out from among them, be separate, touch not the unclean thing. And as well as when you go over to the New Testament, it talks about in the book of Psalm, verse 101, it talks about how David wouldn't put any wicked thing before his eyes. And then when we go back to the New Testament, James 4, he said, know ye not that friendship with the world is enmity with God. And as a matter of fact, which preceded that scripture is where the Lord said, by the Spirit of God, that he called those people that are a part of the world adulterers and adulteresses. Then he said, know ye not that friendship with the world is enmity with God. So friends, there is a clear line in the sand that the Lord has drawn. Matter of fact, going back to 2 Corinthians 6, he said that you will be my sons and my daughters when you take heed to his word in 2 Corinthians 6, and not until then, and I will be your God. So people, again, you need to understand that we meet him on his terms, not on our opinions, and then wonder why we get no results or answers. We need to meet the Lord on his terms. But interestingly enough, speaking of television, have you ever heard the modern day psalm? This is a little bunny trail for you, but this is really good for those that like to watch TV, and then they wonder why they're confused, and they're downtrodden, and they're underachievers rather than overcomers and succumbers, I'm sorry. Folks, we want to be overcomers here, and we are in Christ Jesus. But listen to this. This is the modern-day Psalm 23. Listen carefully. The TV is my shepherd, I shall not want. It makes me to lie down on the sofa. It leads me away from the faith. It destroys my soul. It leads me in the paths of sex and violence for the sponsor's sake, of course. And yeah, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of the Christian responsibilities, there will be no interruptions, for the TV is with me. Its cable and its remote control, they comfort me. It prepares me a commercial before me in the presence of my world. In my worldness, it anoints my head with humanism and consumerism. My coveting runneth over, and surely laziness and ignorance shall follow me all the days of my life, and I shall dwell in the house of watching TV forever. Isn't that, folks, is that not fitting? Is that not fitting? That is right on the smack. How many people profess to be Christians, but they don't even understand what Amos 3:3 means? It means, how can two walk together lest they be agreed? Why would you turn it on in the first place? You already know what you're going to be subjected to. Oh, if the 318 million people in this country would stand up and demand what they profess that they believe, namely the 78% of those 318 million people in this country, you could turn TV around in a week, friends. Because once you shut down watching their garbage, their sponsors are going to have to be changed, are they not? Rather than actually bowing to their golden calf and letting them dictate what can be seen and what cannot be seen. You have it backwards, America. Now, going back again, violated with a smile on their faces, the TSA laughs. Again, as I was just sharing with you, friends, the televisions are filled with the lust of flesh, 1 John 2:16, sports, Jeremiah 11:13, and CIA diversions. While the newspaper stands are filled with lies and propaganda, again, go back to Isaiah 59 and you'll understand why we're in trouble. Now, while I was on the plane, I watched as the grown-ups of this country were playing casino games on their phones, Exodus 20:17, on their phones or watching dirty movies, Matthew 5:28. By the way, the dirty movies are those that the airlines hand out as the only option. Do keep that in mind. And the women, of course, were getting caught up with the local Hollywood gossip through their favorite fallen stars. And before all this could be seen, I noticed that the American people were happily being violated with smiles on their faces by the Transportation Security Administration. You know them as the TSA. And for those that did not know, this is an agency that has no constitutional authority whatsoever. And since its inception, has not thwarted one act. It has not thwarted one act of violence towards the American people. But on the opposite end of that spectrum, well, I'll get to that in just a moment. Hey, folks, the TSA is targeting old ladies in wheelchairs almost every given time I'm in the airport. Without fail, the TSA is harassing someone in a wheelchair. They're targeting old ladies in wheelchairs. This is what I get to see again just over the last week. Men and women being illegally frisked up and down. And, of course, orders were given by the unqualified and immoral. And through the vetting process, I told the TSA agent that she does not need to be grabbing my items in the scanning trays. She didn't like that, of course, but I wasn't asking if she liked that. I was telling her to get her hands off of my possessions in that scanning tray. Now, furthermore, I told her to read the amendments for the Bill of Rights while she was disdainfully stated that she had already done so. Snarkily, friends. She was cocking off back to me. Almost like she was getting one over on the people that she could go ahead and do whatever she wanted to you before you got to the other side to go to your airplane. But again, friends, one individual there, he was even walking up in front of the line, and all of a sudden the individual that works for the TSA, the agents as they call them, said, "Could you hold your hands out?" So he swiped his hands just to make sure he didn't have any bomb powder on his hands. What's the message, friends? That every time you get on an airplane, the government of the United States of America is accusing you of being a domestic terrorist. I'm going to come right back on the other side to the Bill of Rights.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral. Don't take on the IRS alone. I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill sometimes. I can even get it zeroed out completely.
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral.
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Today, more than ever, it's imperative that you protect your digital privacy. EDEC Digital Forensics Signal Blocking Anti-Radiation Anti-Surveillance Faraday Bags shield the contents of your phones, tablets, and key fobs from 4G, Wi-Fi, GPS, Bluetooth, NFC, and more. Find us at edecdf.com/radio or call us now at 805-222-4584. That's 805-222-4584. Radio listeners get 20% off your order.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house?
Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Sciatica, lower back pain, hip pain, poor posture. If you suffer from any of these problems, get ready to relax. Introducing an amazing product that's been in the market for over 25 years, the Sacro Wedgie. It was invented by a football coach using a common sense osteopath technique. He created this device to help his athletes by isolating and supporting the sacrum, which is the keystone of our anatomy. This wedge-shaped bone is in the center of our hips, where a lot of pain starts. Simply relax 20 minutes daily on the amazingly simple Sacro Wedgie and let gravity do the work, helping muscles rebalance and start releasing nerves. Sit in the Sacro Wedgie at the computer or while traveling to help correct posture to finally help relieve those stubborn aches and pains for only $33.95. It's made in the USA, so click the family-owned website at sacrowedgie.com, spelled S-A-C-R-O-W-E-D-G-Y.com, or call 1-800-737-9295. That's 1-800-737-9295. Relax your back pain away with the Sacro Wedgie.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
Back again to the Sons of Liberty. Folks, if you're one of those that say, I feel so safe having the TSA there. Now, let's be honest here, okay? When you go into the airport and you look at the TSA, now, again, just use a little discernment. When you're looking at these TSA agents, is there a little something that puts a check on your heart that says something might not be right here with these folks? Because I noticed that the people that are hired through the TSA, they seem to be the baser sort. And for those that did not know, the TSA does not have to be in the airport. And you do need to understand that this is a clear violation of the rights that God has bestowed upon you. To have these individuals putting their hands on you, to be vetting you, to put you inside of a little capsule with your hands up as if you're being incarcerated, right? You do need to understand that there's something not right about these folks. That's what I'm trying to say to you. And I've yet to see anybody with a good head on their shoulders that actually works there. And I'm not saying that, and I'm not embellishing that just to say it. I'm not doing that at all. I'm just simply telling you here. Let me say this. I remember one time my child watched none other than Schindler's List. And after he watched the movie The Schindler's List, I wanted to show him the reality of the world that he now lives in, because people back in the 30s tolerated a criminal and a dictator by the name of Adolf Hitler, and this was the result. What was interesting about that, and we can see in parallel, line upon line, what's going on since September 11th in this country, friends, and it's not too far off, let me tell you. Pretty well lined up. But my little boy looked at him and said, Dad, when we walked through the TSA, he said, this reminds me of Schindler's List. A little kid. Nobody said anything to him, but he just noticed the comparisons concerning what took place in Schindler's List as to what's going on in America. Because for those that were born in the 30s, 40s, 50s, and 60s, and 70s, you know as well as I do, we never had the TSA around. And by the way, I was born at the end of the 60s. I remember when you could just walk right through the scanners. 100 people could go through in about 2 to 5 minutes. There wasn't people sitting there with, you know, putting their hands on you and frisking you up and down and telling you to raise your hands and to lift up your bra and to unbelt your pants. I mean, folks, this is ridiculous. You are desensitized, America, if you feel that you're safer because of the TSA. I'm about ready to get to that in just a moment. You know, I got to go back just a little bit, because one of the things that I noticed, not just in Minnesota, not just in Tennessee, not just in Texas, but also over in North Carolina, were all the Muslims that were working in the airports. Were we not inundated for years, America, with the fact that the Muslims were the problem? Yeah, we were, and we still are. And now we're beginning to judge them by their fruit, and now we're beginning to wake up. And what's happening? Well, perfect judgment is raining upon America today because they have wickedly departed from their God. Read Psalm 119 when you get a moment. Man, I mean, I go up to get a cup of coffee. There's Muslims in the back there serving up the coffee. I go to get a hamburger or some Chinese food, and there's some Muslims in the back working there, delivering up the food. Muslims sweeping the floor, even Muslims working in the TSA in Atlanta. Whoa, what is going on here? We are being lied to like majorly, are we not? But let me get back to the point. I told this TSA agent that thought it was funny that she was violating the Fourth Amendment of the Bill of Rights to read it. And she said, oh, she said, I have. And she just, like I said, disdainfully and snarkily. Folks, she was being real cocky. She was smarting off back to me as if she was above the law. Because you need to understand, friends, it's a pretended authority. It has no constitutional backing whatsoever. It's a pretended authority, America, just like everything any other dictator does. It's a pretended authority. But if you subject yourself to it, well, you give credibility to that which has no credibility whatsoever or backing. Now, I'm going to bring up my little boy real quick. I'm sorry, my big boy. He's the producer of the Sons of Liberty Radio.com here. Sam, can you from memory just kick this back to me real quick? What does the Fourth Amendment of the Bill of Rights actually say?
It states, the right of the people to be secure in their persons, houses, papers, and effects against unreasonable searches and seizures shall not be violated, and no warrant shall issue but upon probable cause supported by oath or affirmation, and particularly describing the place to be searched and the persons or things to be seized.
All by memory, friends. Good job, kiddo. You know why I'm high-fiving him right now? Why I'm clapping for him? Because really, in essence, what he's doing is showing gratitude to those that fought, bled, and died to give him the freedom to know what he needs now to do. Because that's exactly what he's doing by knowing it. People are destroyed for the lack of knowledge. He has the knowledge as to not how. He has now the knowledge as to preserve the country rather than to be destroyed by the lack thereof. But listen to what he just said, friends. Amendment 4, the right that God bestowed upon you of the people to be secure in their persons, houses, papers, and effects against unreasonable searches and seizures. There's no probable cause, friends, that they go through all of your bags. There's no probable cause that they're taking an x-ray of your body cavity. None whatsoever. They're accusing every individual in this country of being a domestic terrorist. That's exactly what they're doing. Shall not be violated is what these people do not understand, because the American people don't understand it. Against unreasonable searches and seizures. But folks, Americans are sitting there with a smile on their face because they say they feel more secure. Again, if you're one of those that feel more secure with the TSA, 1-866-582-9933. Now, just put a check on that call right now, because this is what you need to understand. But if you'd like to call in and step in it, you can do that as well. 1-866-582-9933. Folks, all of this comes on the heels of this administration opening the doors as wide as they can by allowing illegal Muslim refugees into the United States of America. But you're being accused of a terrorist. By the way, as a terrorist, the DHS has already defined you as a patriot, Christian, and or any patriotic individual that agrees with our constitutional republic, Article 4, Section 4, as a terrorist. And if you're anti-Muslim, you're a terrorist. If you're anti-gay, you're defined as a terrorist, friends. But this all goes back to none other than the pedophile Henry Kissinger himself, who sits on every cabinet that I can remember since I've been alive concerning the presidency of the United States of America. Henry Kissinger, the known pedophile. By the way, that's what Watergate was all about for those that did not know. It was a pedophile cover-up. But he's the one, Henry Kissinger is the one, that sits right next to Barack Hussein Obama now. And he's the one that said anybody that rejects the New World Order, they're the terrorists. Okay, just for the record, just so you know what's going on. Now, going back to the point that this president is opening the doors as wide as he can by allowing illegal Muslim refugees into the United States of America. On the other hand, as many as have been made aware of the TSA's pretended authority, this organization has found nothing to be less than, guess what, friends, sexually perverted criminals, thieves, drug traffickers, traitors to this country at every step of the way. This is all a fact. It's well documented. Do a Google search, TSA crimes, and tell me how many articles pull up, friends. Sexual perverted crimes, thieves, drug traffickers. You can watch videos of this, friends. Traitors to this country. Oh, and by the way, just like those that allowed them to be put in those positions. Now, again, if you take the time to read the Fourth Amendment of the Bill of Rights, you'll clearly see who is violating the laws, again, of our constitutional republic. The right of the people to be secure in their persons, houses, papers, and effects against unreasonable searches and seizures shall not be violated. And, of course, all of these violations of law is said to protect the people of this country from the big, bad terrorists. Well, here's a little reminder, America. Terrorism, originally defined in the Oxford Dictionary, was defined out as government by intimidation. Just saying. And also going back, this comes to my aid, is the president of the Constitution. They called him the father of the Constitution, James Madison, the fourth president of the United States. He said that if tyranny or oppression ever come into this country, into America, it will come in the guise of fighting a foreign enemy. Folks, you have been duped. You have been desensitized. You've lost focus, perspective, and purpose. Now, I want to add this. Just last week, we found headlines across the country that the Department of Homeland Security ordered its agents to delete records of hundreds of Muslims with terror ties. Now, why would the DHS do something like that? But when I was in the airport, I'll tell you what, friends, everything I had, they were vetting it. All the way from taking my shoes off to taking my hat off to making sure there was nothing in my pockets. But for some reason or other, the Department of Homeland Security is ordering its agents to delete all records of hundreds of Muslims in America with terror ties. Folks, they're using the Muslims to destabilize your country. That's all they're doing. That's all they're doing. Here's another headline for you. Our civil liberties are being violated as Obama's Homeland Security scrubs records of hundreds of Muslim terrorists. Oh, did you forget about Jay Johnson? You know, the guy that you see on the screen in the airport where he's saying, if you see something, say something. Do you not remember the DHS Secretary Jay Johnson? Folks, do you not remember what he says? Are you pulling the curtain back? Are you paying attention to who these people are? He said, it's my job to give voice to the plight of the Muslims. It's the head of the DHS, Jay Johnson. It's his job to give voice to the plight of the Muslims. What about the CIA director, John Brenner, the stooge for the jihadists? Did you know that he's a converted Muslim, friends? Folks, do I need to tell you anything about what's going on in the White House right now? No, of course I don't. Folks, I'm not being facetious. The joke is on America. Wake up.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0777. Or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
This is James White from Northwest Liberty News and foodforliberty.com, and I want to take a moment to speak to you about a website that I gladly contribute to and visit often. I'm speaking about the website Sons of Liberty Media, founded by my friend and fellow freedom lover, Bradley Dean. Bradley has provided the cure for the disease of lies and disinformation so prevalent today.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Come back again to the Sons of Liberty. Come on, America. Let's wake it up. Let's hear something from one of the 53 countries. 1-866-582-9933. Pro, con, whatever the case may be. 1-866-582-9933. Talking about the headlines across the country as the TSA laughs. And America, as you pay the bill. Department of Homeland Security ordered its agents to delete records of hundreds of Muslims with terror ties. I thought these people were there to protect the American people. Nay, they are the fox in the chicken coop, friends. Another headline. Our civil liberties are being violated as Obama's Homeland Security scrubs records of hundreds of Muslim terrorists. You know the religion of peace, right? You all know what I'm talking about, the religion of peace. Now, as a matter of fact, here's another little branch off the tree concerning the topic in which we're talking. The National Hockey League's Nazem Kadri's threatened to slash the throat of Mark Giordano after the Flames defenseman dazed Kadri with a hit in the first period of Tuesday night's 4-3 Calgary win at the Saddle Dome. Folks, on television, the religion of peace on display once again, right in your own backyard. He gets hit by a player, this Muslim does, and he stands up and he starts threatening him by slashing his hand across his throat, saying, "I'm going to slit your throat," on American television. And America's still trying to figure out what's going on. Now, America, let's just put this down for a moment. How is it that 318 million tolerate the crimes of less than 1.6% of the population? Hey, just saying. But with a big question mark, how is it that they get away with it? Let me say it this way. Apathy, intolerance, the very ingredients in which is destroying your country today, America. He gets hit on the ice during a professional hockey game. Once he gets hit, he stands up and he skates to the side as he's taking his hand going back and forth across his neck, saying he's going to slit this other player's throat. This is the religion of peace, America. Come on. And by the way, it's governments globally that are using the Muslim religion with the use of the radical homosexuals on the forefront, of course. Forget not what I'm telling you, friends, that they're trying to get you to submit to these people. They're trying to get you to submit to these people through the use of fear. It's a diabolical fear. If you're not going to fear the face of God, you're going to fear the face of your enemy. But America, it's my understanding we don't take counsel from our fears. And for real Christians, they understand those that fear the face of God don't fear the face of man. Absolutely. But again, those that fear the face of man, they don't fear the face of God. And therein lies the problem right there. As a matter of fact, friends, talking about, as the TSA laughs, and how the Muslims and those that have Muslim terror ties, the DHS has actually been ordered to delete records. Their records, friends, in America. But you've been led to believe that they're there for your security. And by the way, you know those little scanners when you're in the TSA? You know who is making a whole lot of money off those scanners? None other than the international crime boss himself. The international criminal George Soros. Just wanted to let you know that one as well. Folks, what this reminds me of going on in your country today, it reminds me of Joseph Mengele. He was a German SS officer. He committed crimes unspeakable. He's the guy that said, the more we do to you, the less you seem to believe that we are doing it. And by the way, keep in mind, friends, history is repeating itself, because when you look at what's going on in this country, as well as others, and going back to the 30s, it's exactly what Hitler did, line upon line, precept upon precept. But I just don't want to believe that. Well, you don't have to believe it, but you don't have to believe in trucks neither. But what happens if you stand in front of one? You're going to get hit. Now, I know that people in this country are more disposed to suffer, while evils are sufferable, than to right themselves by abolishing the forms in which they are accustomed. That is from the Declaration of Independence, friends. And I know that there's those that are listening right now that would like to refuse the biblical truth. Read Deuteronomy 28. The enemy will be made the head, and you will be made the tail, America. That's what's coming your way next. They will be made the head and you will be made the tail if you refuse to repent before a just and a holy God. Read Exodus 20. And then put your faith in Jesus Christ. Read Galatians 3:24. Hey, folks, those that want to refuse biblical truth, and that's your own demise. Why? I don't know. Our forefathers told us to study the past, not to ignore it. And how is it that you know where you're going if you don't know where you came from? You know, I shared with you guys last week that the FBI, when they detect counterfeit bills, they study the real ones. Folks, get to the Word of God. Get to the Constitution and the founding documents. Get away from these conservatives that make no reference to either. Because the Bible, again, is the rock upon which our republic rests, said Andrew Jackson. Right on, right on. If I was in a black church, they'd be saying, bring it down, Brother Dean, bring it down, Brother Dean. I want to let you good people who do a whole lot of nothing out there know that there are those who are unwilling to close their eyes as to what's going on in their backyards and to who it is that is responsible, regardless if you want to believe it or not. If you think you're going to partake a little with the world and you think you're going to partake a little with Jesus, you're sadly mistaken. A double-minded man is unstable in all of his ways. Let not that man think he'll receive anything. So let me say it this way. For your own sakes, America, for your own sakes, take responsibility. Read Acts 20, verse 21. And act while you have time to do so. Now, here's some of the feedback I got from a wise guy. And he said, hey, Bradley, speaking about the TSA, you need to be educated about the Fourth Amendment. Administrative searches and seizures have been around since at least 1959 and have been sanctioned by the state. Keep in mind, the same state, the same government that has sanctioned the murder of the innocent in the womb, that is attempting to normalize homosexual marriage, which has never been in the history of mankind. I go on. He said it's been sanctioned by the state and federal courts as not being in violation of the Fourth simply because its purpose is limited and serves as a particular purpose. Law enforcement cannot use administrative searches and seizures to circumvent the Fourth while conducting a criminal investigation. That's per court ruling back to 1959 and 1967 and as recently as 2007. Administrative searches and seizures are considered minimally intrusive. Therefore, when you go through an airport security checkpoint or in a prison, the searches are not Fourth Amendment searches. They are administrative. Oh, thanks, my friend. Now I can go to sleep at night. Really? Are you kidding me? These people that he submits himself are known for, through legislative measures, of course, gutting America's rights that God has bestowed upon them. They are responsible for gutting common sense rights through their interpretation, might I add. So this is what I said back to him. You strain at the gnat while you swallow the camel. Where does common sense come into play? I said, corrupt officials misconstrue the plain meaning of our God-given rights, and I need to be educated? I said, when you're disarmed because of your lack of education through a new interpretation from some corrupt judge, tell me about who needs the education. Read Article 3, Section 1, America. I said, this corrupt government has sanctioned murder, sodomy, taxation without representation through indoctrinating a new generation in which it sounds like you are a part. I said, wake up while you still have the freedom to do so. I said, furthermore, the Bill of Rights are thou shall not to them that serve we the people, not the other way around. I'll say that again. The Bill of Rights are the thou shall not to them that serve we the people, not the other way around. America needs to enforce their interpretation to them that serve we the people and define the very words, all four of them, shall not be infringed, which means thou shalt not be violated. And yet, folks, with a smile on their face, knowing all the crimes of the TSA agents, from pedophilia to sexual crimes to murder to drug trafficking, to treason. Folks, I can go from A to Z concerning the crimes of the TSA. And the American people have the audacity to sit there with a smile on their face and say, oh, no, that's okay. No, man, I really appreciate your pretended authority as the President of the United States tears down the borders, sues the governors, opens the gates and floods the gates with Muslim refugees for the very purpose, and might I add the word, not undocumented, but illegal. And every time you go to the airport, friends, you're searched up and down. You're violated by nothing but a bunch of perverts and criminals known as the TSA. Folks, hour two coming up on the other side. What are we going to be talking about? We're going to be talking about famous last words. Hold on for hour two, coming right up.
Tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich? Working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare? Having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be The Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.